It's the TSW Toy Box Podcast from Talk Star Wars. Each month, collect a brand new show, each released separately, featuring three hosts with movable arms and legs. Mark.
The Supreme Master, the Emperor.
Jeremy.
And he's got a lightsaber.
And moderated by Rob.
There's a trash monster.
It's the TSW Toy Box from Talk Star Wars.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Welcome to the Talk Star Wars Toy Box for this month. It's with immense pleasure that I can announce a new co-host going forward. So joining me, please welcome Adam Sheldon to the Toy Box podcast.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Brilliant.
Great stuff.
Glad to have you.
Good to be back.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, if you've listened to the daily, you'll know all about Adam and our coffee mornings. So if you haven't listened to the daily, shame on you. You might want to know about Adam. So Adam, tell us all about yourself and your collection.
Well, I'm 48 and coming up, and I've been a Star Wars fan since the very day of release. I got the early mailing box and quickly opened all those, which I hadn't. And I've been collecting and been fanatical about Star Wars toys and collectibles ever since, through the 80s and 90s, with collector's fairs and God knows what. Picked up lots of vintage stuff and then on to Master Replicas, General Giant, and Hot Toys and Sideshow collectibles, along with comics and books and everything else that we all love to get into our collection.
You got expensive taste then?
I think what it is that you see these things, these items, when Sideshow start bringing out fully articulated sort of figures, and you think, God, that's just awesome. You know, there's no 5 points articulation here. You can set these things up. And you get one, and you think, this is just like a posh action man, you know. And you get one, and then that's it. You're kind of hooked on that sort of thing. And, of course, one other thing as well is that we've found is that our vintage – which is what they're called now, but our Palatine Kenner are costing us a lot more than the 99p and the 199 they originally cost. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing when you start to upgrade as well, when you've got your beloved figure that's a little bit worn and torn, and you think, well, I can upgrade this figure and get something a bit more, more 10 out of 10 rather than 3 out of 10. And, of course, you know, there's those last 17 figures which fetch high prices. So I think we've all got expensive taste once we're in fully into this collecting lark.
Yeah, it could be worse. It could be into prototypes or things like that.
Well, there is that. You know, there is that. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So I tend to sort of put my money into these things. And hopefully they're a fantastic inheritance as well, you know, passing
Definitely.
These things
yeah.
down.
Yeah, yeah. Know?
That's how I see it too. Yeah, that's about enough, is it? All you need to know, really, I think, mate.
Yeah. Well, we'll learn more about you in the coming months in the Talk Star Wars Toy Box podcast. So this month, what we're going to talk about is the Star Wars products that are incoming in 2018. Mm. Have you got anything you got your eye on?
I think until we see, first of all, I'm going to start off with looking at these leaked Lego photos. And I think until we see these in store to see what these look like, until then, I'm still pretty excited. I think seeing this new Millennium Falcon, I just want to see that in hand, see what it looks like definitely. On the box. I personally think it looks great. I'm looking forward to seeing what these extra bits and pieces are, you know, these
the
cargo and stuff.
But yeah.
Loving the colours. I think the figures, the minifigs look great, don't you?
Yeah. The last year has just not inspired me to collect the Lego at all. I think they've gone downhill this past year, and they have not made as much profit as they'd like. But
that's right.
But I do agree with you. These upcoming Lego look really exciting. And I think the Ultimate Collector series that have been rumoured will excite me too. The Superstar Destroyer is supposed to be incoming.
That's The thing is, isn't it? It's space, and if you've got the space, then some of these vehicles are awesome. I think, you know, with what we're, how, I don't know how many Falcons we've had now. I mean, not including the last release. I don't know if I can fit another Falcon in my collection, quite honestly. But this one does look beautiful. I love the colours, but it's currently I think the sort of the price range is around $169.99.
Wow,
which is quite high. We'll see what that transfers to in UK price, but I'm sure that'd be about 120, don't you think?
Yeah, usually it's about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Force Awakens Millennium Falcon's just been seen at Asda for £45.
40 quid. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've still got that in a box behind me.
Have you? Yeah. I got the one before that and I preferred that. And then once the UCS re-release came out, I started looking at a lot of photographs and seeing the detail on top of the Falcon, and I thought, well, you know, I've got a lot of these bits, I can go on Bricklink and buy some of these pieces, and I've made mine look, you know, similar, a lot heavier than it was before. But anyway, I think we've got another vehicle, which is another re-release, which is the Imperial TIE Fighter. I think that's 75211 with four minifigs.
Yeah.
How many of those have we had?
Quite a number of those. It's quite surprising. Yeah, I can't imagine that the Empire is going to be big in this solo movie. I think they're going to... It looks like they're in disguise again.
Yes.
Which is...
Is there any colour change in that? I mean, from what I can see from the pictures, it doesn't look a lot different,
no,
to be
it
honest.
Seems like a original trilogy era TIE Fighter to me. The Rebels ones look totally different. I know that's a cartoon, but shouldn't it be
going back to the Falcon, yeah. I mean, we've already had a Chewie. I mean, yeah, obviously there's a different solo, but we've got 1, 2, 3, the Lando, obviously, in his yellow top there is pretty awesome. Yeah. So we've got about 5, 6 new figures in that. And this new looking droid. But yeah, I think that from looking at the photographs of this that's TIE, it's almost identical to the ones we've had before.
Yeah.
And then we go into the Han Solo speeder next?
Yeah.
Which
it's very...
What do you think of that?
It's battle damaged, like his Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
So
two
it doesn't
figures,
just
Corellian dog?
Yeah, the Corellian Hound.
Hound, that's it.
Yeah,
That's that's Lego set 75209. I think that's going to retail around sort of $29.99.
Yeah.
There's also the Moloch speeder. I know we don't know who Moloch is. That's the same size speeder, two figures, two creatures, and that's Lego set 75210, and that's the same price, $29.99.
Yeah.
Yoda's hut.
Yeah. I don't like the shape of it.
Is that something you'd like to pick up? No.
Oh, definitely. I love the Dagobah. I want the Dagobah playset, the vintage one. I'm still looking for that. Because I've got Debbie collects Yodas, so I've got a lot of Yodas. I collect Bespin Lukes. So I've got a lot.
Okay, so what sort of price is that set going for?
I reckon it'll be about £20.
Right. Okay.
The good thing about that is the Bespin. Well, it's not the Bespin Luke, it's the Dagobah training look with just his vest on, but you've only seen one Bespin look ever in a set. Lego.
I've only ever seen him from these sort of Chinese knockoffs.
Yeah, but we don't go down
diabolical.
That route.
We definitely don't. So the Yoda's hut is Lego set 75208. It's got, what is it? Has he got two or three pieces? He's got an R2 with it, I think.
Yeah, it's
Yoda, and I've only got three figs with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favourite of everything I've seen so far from these leaks is the Sandcrawler 75218, and we haven't had a Sandcrawler for a very long time, and I'd love one of those, mate.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a pretty penny as well. I think that'll probably be around the sort of the 120 mark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen the Ultimate Collect Series 1, which was about £200, was it?
Mm, yeah, very nice though.
And Disney are bringing out a what is it, Droids Factory version?
Droids Factory version, yeah.
Yeah,
that's exciting to have a look at. I don't know if you're into these Lego buildable figures. Have you got any of those?
I've got a Kylo Ren. I went big on Kylo Ren when Force Awakens first came out. I've got a big collection of Kylo Ren merchandise. So yeah, I got one of those. It's not been opened. It's still in its box.
I've seen the Boba Fett, which looks rather cool. But we have two new releases. We've got a Darth Maul coming.
Yeah.
And a new figure called a Range Trooper. Well, he looks pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, it looks pretty scary.
I think they're great for kids. You know, it's really cool. I won't be picking those up myself, but they look great.
I wouldn't mind the Darth Vader. Is there a new Darth Vader with the removable helmet? Did they bring that one out?
It may well be.
Yeah.
I tend to sort of walk past those when I'm in stores. They're not really my thing.
Yeah, but, they tend to be reduced in price, especially at Smith's.
The Biker Scout and Speeder Bike, I think.
Oh, that is probably the only one I really want.
It's a stunning looking set, isn't it? Really cool. Yeah. Really cool. So I think that's pretty much. Oh, and then we have the crate speeder, which obviously is out. I've seen that and it looks fantastic.
Yeah,
it looks a really great set. I've seen a couple of reviews online. It looks brilliant. It's got a couple of little gun turrets, which obviously aren't in scale, but this crate speeder is to scale to minifig. So a really nice set, and there are some great ways I've seen of sort of displaying that thing so it's standing up using the little. A little skiff piece that runs along the salt. So they're all the Lego leaked stuff, I think, that we've pretty much covered those. I don't know if there's any other sets that are due to come out. Have you seen anything else that isn't leaked?
Not at the moment, no. I got in touch with the Lego PR people, and they're gonna let me know more or less what's coming out. I said to him, I don't like the leaks. I don't want to go down the route of leaks, but it's quite difficult if they don't send me media releases of what's going out, so I can talk about it on the daily.
Right. Well, the other release that came out to yesterday comes from Sideshow and Hot Toys, which is the Boba Fett Deluxe and Standard. I have the deluxe with the Sarlacc pit, but the great thing about this one is that you get the Empire version with the green gauntlets, green backpack, plenty of hands, and the weapons that it came with when it was originally released, and then interchangeable gauntlets for Return of the Jedi with the backpack, you know, the rocket pack, blaster, and more hands. That's going to probably retail around sort of $280. RRP. Beautiful thing. I absolutely adore mine, but I'm quite happy with the one I've got, so I don't think I'll be upgrading that. incoming in the next couple of weeks is the Hoth layer, which I've had on pre-order, and I'm expecting that. So I've paid that off, so that's on its way. I mean, I think that's one of the best head sculpts I've ever seen. I mean, it really is phenomenal. I don't know whether they've gone into some way of sort of 3D head sculpting or whatever, but they've seemed to have got. Yeah, they must have done, because they've gone up a notch, quite frankly. And I mean,
it's
I
about time
ever...
they got Princess Leia right.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, there's a Luke Return of the Jedi, which is coming, and that again is a really great head sculpt. I've only ever got any Hot Toys that are just helmeted, because you can't really go wrong with those.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm really looking forward to both of these. So quarter one, which is Leia, and quarter three stroke four is the Return of the Jedi Luke. And then following that, we have Tarkin and his chair and another Vader to stand behind him. I think that's around $480 for the pair of those. And obviously they can be bought separately. That Tarkin is something else. I mean, that is Peter Cushing's face. It's just phenomenal. It is a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, but again, these are high end.
Yeah, they're either high end, and if you want to get into it, then choose very wisely is what I say, so you don't end up doubling up and going down the path where you've already got a figure and think, oh, I'll get this new deluxe version when you've actually already got it. You can get a little bit carried away with this stuff. Hasbro, How's Hasbro looking for you this forthcoming year, Mark? Are you still picking up some Black Series 6 inches?
Yeah, I'm cherry picking my Black Series. I always cherry pick my Black Series. There, I'm going back and trying to find some that I haven't got, like the Revan that we've seen at Entertainer for £12. But I haven't seen it yet. So I really need to pick that up.
Well, I'm going tomorrow. As I said to you, I've got a few things to do in Brighton, so I shall nip into the store. Obviously, they're closed Sundays, Entertainer, yeah. So I'll have a little look. But I'm not hoping out. You know, much luck.
No. Basically,
last time I was in that store, they had a lot of a huge amount of Rogue One, 3¾ and and Force Awakens figures still.
Yeah, it's not one of the toy shows I tend to frequent, to be honest with you. But this piqued my interest when I saw this advertised. I tried to phone them, to be honest with you, phone the store direct, but it was busy, always busy. So right. You can't get in touch with them, and you can't order them online. So you've just got to pop in the store.
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's going to be always difficult trying to speak to someone directly within some of these companies.
Yeah.
But I did post on Toybox a photograph from the Entertainer of the 6-inch figure of the TIE Fighter pilot and that TIE Fighter, which the Brighton store had. I mean, I had so many of those TIE Fighters for £40.
Yeah.
I picked mine up at £25 from Toys R Us. And my box was a bit beaten, but, you know, it doesn't really bother me too much. But £40, mate. I mean, that was 150 when that came out.
No.
It just shows you the markup, doesn't it, quite frankly? I mean,
oh, definitely.
Again, what these 6-inch figures were, 19.
Yeah.
And we've seen them range from everything from 24, 29, and then down to, what were they before? Their Toys R Us, 12?
Yeah, they were out of price for a while, weren't they?
They're still making a good profit out of
definitely.
Those. So the releases that we've got forthcoming in the 6-inch are the Dengar, which as a collector of these 6-inch figures, I'm definitely going to be carrying on. I did say to you once or twice, I'm going to stop at number 50.
Yep.
But that's another story. So we have a Dengar coming out, which will be great because I think we've already had Bosk and IG-88. So to finish off those bounty hunters with Dengar and Forlom, and is there a Zuckus coming? I'm pretty sure there is, isn't there?
Yeah, well, this is Zuckus to me.
Yes.
As a vintage collector, it is Zuckus. It didn't Forlom.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I said, they're a partnership out there. Mentioning the background story of them, they're supposed to be a partnership.
That's right.
So yeah, they've got to bring the other one out as well.
That'll be great to finish those bounty hunters off.
Definitely.
Really, really good. What else do we have? We've got the Guardians of Evil 4-pack. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah.
That's a black Senate Guard, a blue Senate Guard, a red Senate Guard, and a Praetorian Guard. I don't know if that Praetorian Guard is already available separately.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm looking for the Kylo Ren throne room. It's not been seen in a lot of places as yet. They've got pre-orders at HasbroToyShop.com. They're start shipping, but I definitely want that to go with me Snoke throne room.
I don't know if Hasbro promised to make a lot of these figures and centerpieces more accessible, but so far I've not seen anything anywhere. Luke and the AT-AT foot centerpiece light up. Not seen that in any stores at all. I've not seen the Vader one in any stores at all.
No.
I picked up a Luke and Land Speeder from a small store in Brighton. So that was great, but never seen those in any major stores.
That's just it with Hasbro. You don't see them in the major stores, and then about 6 months later, you get to see them in bargain shops for reduced prices. And I just can't work that out.
No. So, being a 6-inch figure collector, I mean, I'm pretty excited about what I've seen that's due to come out, but I've still seeing pegs full up with Rays and Kylos and in store, which is just phenomenal, really.
Yeah, well, I posted on the Toy Box page today. I've just been to Asda, and on the reductions section in the shop, they had two Black Series. I got a bit excited, actually. But it was Cassian and Ginerso, as usual. And they marked them up from $29.97, they said. When have they ever been $29.97?
Well, I've never seen them for that price.
To £19.
Right.
They're never going to sell those. The boxes were battered. I just don't understand what people...
Well, that's almost false advertising, isn't it? It's saying, look, we've knocked £10 off, and in fact, that's actually the retail price. In Sainsbury's, at the beginning of the week, or last week, I took some photographs and uploaded those onto Toybox too. That 6-inch Yoda.
Yep.
I've finally seen one of those in store. I didn't pick one up, actually, but there was plenty of those.
Lovely.
And these Mighty Mugs, are they the re-release of Mighty Mugs?
Yeah, they're re-released. There's a few more coming out.
So let's explain what they actually are, because they're not something to hold your coffee in, are they?
No,
they are five points of articulation, slightly chubby.
They're about 3-inch, 4-inch.
Yeah, something like that, aren't they? I've got one, and it's a Boba Fett. And I've chucked that in a bag and stuck it in the loft, to be honest, mate. It's rather ugly. But, so these new ones, and they've all got quite aggressive faces, I noticed.
Yeah, three different faces, haven't they? Did you press the button on the top of the head and they move around?
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, it's something I won't be picking up. Definitely not. But they're a collection point for somebody. I think they've looked at the Funko and thought, well, we've done this before. We can do it again.
So who makes these? I didn't even know
it's
the
Hasbro
branding.
I think. Yeah, sure, it's Hasbro. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So are these mashup figures still available from Hasbro? Are they still making those?
No, I think they've killed that line.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
You know, if they could really squeeze down their focus onto getting the figures that they're releasing into stores and less into some of these less wanted stuff like those mashups or whatever they're called, and these Mighty Mugs, we might all get a chance of getting stuff that we want. And some decent vehicles at some decent prices. The Hasbro vehicles for the 3¾-inch I've been rather impressed with. I mean, the new release of the A-Wing looks rather cool.
Yep, it does.
And there was a couple of vehicles I don't remember seeing in The Last Jedi, and after seeing that film a dozen times, I still don't remember seeing some of those vehicles, but I'm sure they're slightly off-screen vehicles. But again, they look pretty decent, and they're not firing Nerf bullets, which is a bonus.
Right. Not a fan of the Nerf.
Not a fan of the Nerf. No. Not a fan of the Nerf.
There was no love for the B-Wing in Last Jedi, which was a bit shocking. I'd like to see a B-Wing being shown.
Mark, I think that Lego B-Wing was rather awesome. For a start, just a great looking vehicle and fantastic playability in that Lego set. But it's a shame we didn't get one for our figs. There we are. That's the way it goes, mate, isn't it?
Yeah. As well on the Black Series, there's the Tarkin coming out, which will be very, very popular. I'm definitely going to get one of those. And there's the Lando Skiff, which should be pretty popular as well, because the sculpt on that is absolutely amazing. Like I said earlier, with the Hot Toys, the sculpts are improving, and I think the Hasbro sculpts have really, really got really, really good, because they've had to, because of SH Figure Arts.
I was just going to say, and also that Lando Skiff is the one that I missed out from when I was saying about Suckers for Lom and Dengar. Yeah. Yeah, that was the other figure. Yeah, thanks for reminding me on that one. Yeah, that looks absolutely awesome. And I've got the Jabba's palace set. So maybe at some point I'll be opening that up and putting those figures in there.
I missed out the Lando Black Series, so I might get this instead.
Yeah, that'll be great.
See if I can find Billy Dee Williams to sign it.
So in terms of what we've seen leaked, and I tend to have a little look on the Disney store. There's Disney Elite. Have you had an eye on what's being released there?
I talked about this the other day. It's a line that I don't think many people collect. I think a lot of people cherry pick them. Or wait until they get get reduced, because they do get reduced, let's be honest with you. They were bringing out one, was it one a week before Last Jedi?
Was this?
Yeah. I've seen, I like the Praetorian Guard, that is pretty cool. And that's already reduced to
I'd want to see that again. I'd want to see that out of the box to see if the screws are visible on the back.
Apparently not. Apparently they've covered those up now.
Well, I think that would look beautiful, because obviously being a die-cast figure would be nice and shiny.
Yeah.
And, definitely. On those black stands, I mean, that's another thing Hasbro need to do for the 6-inch figures, is give us some stands.
I think they are bringing some out this year. I've heard a rumor that they might be bringing some out.
Because one fantastic chap, Mr. Ian Sanderson, who I think most of us know on Echo, he does fantastic, 1-inch and 1.5-inch stands for our vintage figures. But those 6-inch figures, they need some decent stands, mate, don't they?
Definitely do. We need those.
We do.
Unless you keep them in the box, of course, like I do.
Well, indeed. I don't think I've ever opened any of mine, actually.
No,
I think that's a great shame, because I see some beautiful IKEA Detolf cabinets and stacked full of these figures, and they look fantastic.
The only one I've opened is my Snoke on his throne, because I've got to have him sat on his throne.
Where did you pick that up from then, Mark?
Echo Alive.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what sort of price was that there?
Was it £35?
That's very good. That's very reasonable, isn't it?
I thought I've got to have that. They had a lot of the products that you wouldn't see. They hadn't actually come out. There was the Force Link Yoda, which I picked up. Rob Wade, he actually picked up a Revan. And
yes.
What else did he pick up? The Jaina Solo.
Yeah, yeah, that was the.
They hadn't actually been released yet, and this dealer had one.
That wasn't a figure that I would have put down in my most wanted. Could you make exclusive figure?
No,
quite frankly, at all.
No.
But it'll be nice to get some more of these Revans out. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah,
I should be joining you for Echo this for the next one, mate. I'm pretty sure of that.
Good. That's should be in April. That I've yet to hear, but it should be in April.
So are you continuing with this TFA line and these new figures in the 3¾-inch? Are you going to get any more of those?
I want to be complete on them, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I saw four.
How many's out currently in this? They brought two waves out, or
I think they're on the third wave now. The Emperor and the Flame Trooper have just come out. I don't know if that's officially wave three or it's just a continuation.
Are you seeing a decent stock of those in stores?
I've just been to Asda. I've seen there was quite a number. There were four I haven't got. I picked two up. I was going to pick one, but I put them down in the end. And I thought, I'm not paying £11, but I know I can get them for £10. But I know they're going to be reduced soon, so I'm just hanging on. I know it might sound a bit tight, but I know I'm just hanging on. I've got
every couple of quid you save.
I've got seven of them so far.
Yeah, right. So that's seven of the, how many? Is it five or six in a wave?
The original wave was, I think it was seven in the original wave.
Okay.
Luke, Chewie, 3PO,
Finn. And obviously Stormtrooper.
Oh, that's quite a number.
Yes. So right. So you're a few off to finishing up that.
Oh, definitely. Right. Yeah. I'm no rush. The whole thing about collecting is being patient, as you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If you'd like to support what we do here at Talk Star Wars, then head to patreon.com/TalkStarWars and become a patron. Your support will help us as we expand our programming to include further shows, and in return, you'll get access to an exclusive VIP Facebook group, a monthly prize draw, weekly Facebook live sessions, priority release podcasts, an exclusive daily podcast, and a whole lot more. Head to patreon.com/TalkStarWars today and become a TSW patron. Thank you.
So, like so many people who are on our TSW VIP, they've suddenly sort of got the bug for, I really don't like calling them vintage, but of course that's exactly what they are.
Definitely. I love calling them vintage.
Do you?
Yeah.
I just call them Star Wars figures, mate. But yeah, keep in the bag. So where are you at on the full loose run? What are you missing?
For the vintage line.
The vintage line.
Right.
So 77 to 84 we're talking about here.
Right. I've got 9 to collect.
Okay. Reel them off.
Right. I've got a list here, funnily enough.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I just found it.
So I actually find my heart beating a little faster when we start talking about this stuff. This is the stuff that I dream about.
Right.
Know?
A man a man.
Mm-hmm.
Barada.
Mm-hmm.
EV9D9.
Mm-hmm.
And Carbonite.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Dig. Imperial Gunner. Luke Stormy. Rombert. And of course, Yak Face.
Right. So I'm missing 3 of those.
So. He's looking at what, about £800 for that lot?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Well, a little bit of my history is that about 5 years ago, I split up with my partner, of mother of my children, and I have still some boxes in that loft in that house. Now this is where things get a little bit confusing, because when you're moving around, you know, and you end up where you eventually are living, you've got most of your collection, but you know there's a couple of boxes there, so I don't know what's in there. And I think over the years I've picked up from memorabilia fairs and toy fairs and Comic Cons figures, and there are a few that I'm pretty sure I have, can't be certain. So I've just thought to myself, well, hell, do you know what? I'll get them again. One of those, I think almost certain, is I already have Yak Face. I'm missing Romba, and I'm missing I'm missing Hanning Carbonite. But again, is another one which I'm really unsure where I've got. Whether I've got that at all.
I had that, but I sold it.
So for me, what I need myself is recently I upgraded my first 12 Ben Kenobi, and I got literally as perfect a blade tip and a figure that looks honestly like it's straight off the card.
Wow.
And I've got that from Ian Sanderson. He found this figure, and he messaged me before he was going to put it up, saying, I know you wanted an even better white-haired Kenobi. And this thing, honestly, I tried to lift his arm up, you know, to get the saber out, and it just wouldn't go. And I was like, wow, this thing hasn't even been moved. So a beautiful upgrade.
Fantastic.
I've been getting a load of stands from Tim from Store 83 at Snoopers Paradise in Brighton.
Right.
I picked up a Lumat and Bow from him as well, which again was another one of those figures that I thought I had up in the loft. And now I've got a display cabinet from Lidl. If you can find one of these cabinets, they're £60.
I've been looking for one. I need to get one.
They're bloody brilliant, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, they're brilliant. So I've been filling my cabinet up with those figures, and I know now my loft's empty of vintage figures. So they're all in the cabinet. So So there's a Hanning Carbonite I'm after. I probably will end up trying to get another Yak Face and an R2 pop up.
Yeah, now, I've got one of those. This sticker on it's appalling.
Is it?
But it's a proper lightsaber.
Mate, as long as you've got it all there.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And I can't seem to find a decent price one.
No, they've gone up in price, those.
They have. I'm hoping to just sort of stumble across one at some point, but I have made a very good contact via Echo, and him and I are doing some little deals here and there, and he's selling off his entire loose run. I've told him what figures I need, and we're doing a sort of payment plan.
Right.
So that's all working out very well. Also from Ian Sanderson, I'm going to probably get some stands for my vintage vehicles. So he sells stands for the X-Wing, Cloud City car, and Snowspeeder. They range from sort of $21.99 to $25.99. That's £4 package and post from the US. These stands are amazing acrylic stands, and I highly advise going on to Echo and contacting Ian for any of your vintage figure stands. He does packs of, I think, 20 to 100.
Yeah.
They're absolutely brilliant, and they're 1-inch and 1.5-inch for the slightly larger figures that need to stand in those.
Yeah.
What else have I been picking up? Oh, a couple of boxed box vehicles.
Right.
Picked up a 9 out of 10, I would say, packaged boxed radar dish, an ISP6, nice. And a tentative 6 ship. An amazing box. The battery still worked. Haven't taken it out, but the Trimy button still worked, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I picked that up for £40, actually. That was a real bargain. That was from that what was that line from around sort of late 80s, early 90s, when they brought out those range of those 12-inch figures and vehicles that came out, Kenner. So I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah.
And a Trash Monster.
Right, nice. How much was that?
£40.
Nice. Yeah, they usually go for about £50. So I've been looking
well,
for one.
You know, again, that was from Ian Sanderson from Echo, and great figure. So I have to get a little GW acrylic case for him.
Yep.
One Atat chin gun. How much do you think one Atat chin gun is?
Around about £20.
Yeah, for a piece of plastic, it's quite phenomenal. But yeah.
You need that piece of plastic.
Well, it's weird, isn't it, how the deterioration is happening to our vintage figures and more so vehicles. How certain things go very yellow and others don't.
That's why I think you've seen a rise in price of a vintage. Because the plastic wasn't meant to last 2 years, let alone 40.
No. Well, I had one going a very sort of smoky yellow, smoker's yellow, and the other one was clear. So I pulled the plug and thought, right, okay, if I can get another chin gun.
It is said that you only get the smoky ones because the clear ones are possibly fake. Because they're
really?
unless they're in the vaults, had been in the box, they're sealed in the box. But it's the yellow ones that you buy.
Well, I'm fingers crossed there. Who I bought it off?
Via, definitely.
A Facebook page that it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I'm trying desperately to pick up, because my Imperial Troop Transporter has the plastic's gone a dreadful colour, a little bit like some of the undercarriage of AT-ATs go. You know, that goes a very sort of like a brown, tiny brown. Well, it's gone like that. So I'm looking to sort of pick up one of those with a battery pack and a nice clean. Battery area. Those little black pleases that went over the figure's head.
Do
you know what I mean? I don't know what they were before. They were some kind of cufflet, you know, sort of handcuffy thing over their head. if I can find some of those with one of those, it'd be fantastic. What else is there? Anything else you want to pick up? Oh, you're after a Dagobah playset still, aren't you?
Oh, I'm after any playset, to be honest with you. I'm going to start collecting playsets once. Well, I'm going to see if I can pick up a few before I finish my loose run. But I definitely want to collect all the playsets.
You got to click on those Jabba's playsets pretty quick, mate. There's been quite a few of those posted up on various Facebook pages, and they get snapped up very quickly. Very quickly.
James Galantini. Had one for £40, and he was going to send me a list of what he had, but he obviously put his stuff up before he gave me the list. But I'd have snapped his hand off at that, complete, and mint.
How do you find? When you're collecting, for example, you're trying to collect obviously these TFA figures that are coming up by Hasbro. But obviously, if you're collecting vintage as well, how do you balance your finances and say, well, if I pull the plug on this, you know. You just go for it.
I know I shouldn't sometimes, but you've got to. If you see a bargain, you've got to get it. Mm. That's why I didn't get those figures today, because I thought, well, I might go on eBay tonight and see something that I really want for £10. So I thought, No, I'll wait, because I know I'll get those figures later on. They're going to be on the shelves for a while. But vintage, if you see it, you've got to really get it, to be honest with you.
Yes. I've had a sort of a bit of a think about my focus this year on my Star Wars collecting. And with the novels that are coming out and various books and bits and pieces like that, I've decided to perhaps stop these canon books. I mean, you know what a book's like. It takes time to sit down and read a book.
Yeah.
And also, they take up a lot of space. And again, you know, every sort of £20 for a book is £20 away from something else.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sort of focus my collecting on selling some of my Gentle Giant busts and some of my Master Replica sabers, perhaps. I do have the full range of those, and they're just sitting in their boxes. Obviously, you don't give them to kids, because if they smack those things together, the LED lights inside the blade break. So I'm figuring that I might just keep a couple and sell the rest. And that will give me a little extra money towards going for things like a blue Snaggletooth. I'm going to have to sell a lot more to get towards a VCJ. But certainly, I do really want to get a blue Snag. And I mean, they're £200. Minimum for that figure, aren't they? So, you know, it's got to come from somewhere. So I think I'm going to have to sort of really think about where my focus is going. And I think this is the thing. You know, if you've got a family, you know, your hobby has to sometimes, you know, take a back seat. And other times, you know, you've got to think, well, look, if I don't go for this now, I might not get the other chance again.
Definitely. I did pick up a book today, actually. For £4, one of the Last Jedi books, the Squadron one.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it was priced at $6.99. It was at Tazda for £4, so I thought, why not? Why not?
That was paperback, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've picked up a few of those paperbacks. I picked up the Rogue One. Is it The Works for £3?
Well, Rebel Rising.
Rebel Rising, yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. It's a great novel. But again, I've got these books in hardback, and then you think, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm paying sort of two or three times the price just for the hardback version, but they look so good on the shelf. Yeah. And the Tarkin book goes for silly money. Have you seen the price of that in hardback?
No.
Yeah, Darth Plagueis and Tarkin, they're all sort of around the sort of nearly £100 for those.
Wow.
With hardback, yeah. You're still looking for that that elusive book, aren't you, that is also fetching quite a lot of money?
Yeah, I'm also looking
for that. Tell me a little bit more about how different that is from other books on collecting vintage.
It's the Bible. It's a Bible for collecting. It's got all the card backs, all the card back variations. I mean, I have got the price guide. 2005 price guide. I've got it here. It's that's the one I've been using, but I do want to get the Kellerman, as it's more comprehensive.
Is this 2005 price mark? Is this by Harold? Is it Neidmeyer?
I'll pick it up. It's no, it's got no, it's no author. It's Fantasia.
Neidermeyer, that's his name. Neidermeyer, yeah.
Fantasia.
Right. There's also the Tome Arts price guide, which
I've not seen one of those. I'd like to.
I'm a big fan of that. I constantly look through this book. Obviously, the prices are pretty out of date.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
But it's a great reference guide. I mean, it's got absolutely everything from sweet wrappers to. You name it. It's just everything's in there. But my sort of go-to book, and I'd highly recommend the Star Wars Action Figure Archive by Steve Sansweet. That's my go-to book.
Yeah, I've got
book.
That. I've got that one.
I think that's for me, that's my collector.
That includes all the modern as well, doesn't it?
It does. But it's a great book.
But it goes from character to character, doesn't it, instead of year.
It does. What about Mox, mate? Where are you standing on perhaps picking up any mint on cards or?
If I had the money, I would. But no, I.
So if you could buy one,
I wouldn't mind picking up some beta ones if they're under £50.
Right.
I don't want a crack bubble. I wouldn't want a crack bubble. But anything really, like a beta one.
I'm presuming you'd like a Luke Bespin.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That is in my plans in the future, to be honest with you.
I know. Again, you're very much in the same boat with me with it when it comes to grading of figures. But if you could buy a loose figure that's graded in a case, what would it be?
None of them, to be honest with you.
Well, there we go. You're definitely in the same boat.
Carded, graded, yes. Loose grid. I don't like the look of them.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? When you've got the likes of GW that will sell cases for your loose figures,
yeah,
if you want
exactly.
to keep them nice and dust free, and you know, again, you're relying on somebody else's opinion on whether that figure is.
Yeah, and you've got to send them out, and you've got to wait for them to come back, and you've got to worry about the postage. You know.
Sure.
A nightmare.
But I just don't get it. I'm not trying to sort of degrade great people who love graded figures, but it's just not for me. And I like to pick my little figures up and repose them occasionally. And of course you can't do that once you're inside a plastic box, can you?
No, I'd crack them open if I got one.
Absolutely.
Having said that, though, in celebration at 2016 in London, I almost bought a Boba Fett for £100. But that would have gone in the shop.
Right. Those were the days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the things that you were talking about the other day, and it would be very exciting if this is released, is the Death Star playset.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking about that. I've put a post up on a few different sites, and it's something a lot of people do want. But I think I came up with a solution.
If
it was a black series, if it was six inch, you'd have a figure and a part of that playset, like a room.
Right. Okay.
Like the control room with maybe 3PO.
And then you'd go for what? Trash compactor with
Han.
With Han.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Three figures in that.
Yeah.
And so forth. Tarkin with a chair and
definitely. It's
that would work, wouldn't it?
It would. The price point would keep down. You could collect as many as you wanted, depending on what kind of room you've got.
Well, rather than the centerpiece, that would be an absolute a must have, wouldn't it?
No, definitely.
Rather than buying the centerpiece, I mean, when it came to with Jin with the sort of landscape. I wasn't particularly keen on that for the six inch, and nor was I really with the sort of the Kylo and the and the Rey, which you can put those together to create that scene. There we go. I think that would be a great solution, Mark.
Yeah, I wish they'd listen to me sometimes.
So, what's the current market value then of a loose Death Star playset? Are we in the sort of the £600 mark?
A loose one. You've also got a bit of sellotape on them for the car. That's a point that we don't want cardboard unless it's really thick, strong cardboard. We want plastic. But if they keep the price point down, yeah, have cardboard.
Sure.
But as I said, strong. We don't want the cardboard that we got the Palatoy one.
Yeah, most people who are trying to sort of build a Death Star playset, you know, from buying parts, it's usually that plastic dome on the top, isn't it, that people can't seem to get a hold of. That seems to be the most difficult part.
Yeah, it's always yellowed, is that.
Yeah, and it's an X-Wing gun.
Yeah, it is. That's all it is on top.
So, but it's that plastic piece.
I mean, the Kenner one was a plastic one. Palatoy did it in cardboard because they wanted to keep the price down because they had to pay extra for the license from Kenner. That's why the X-Wing didn't have the electronics in it.
Right.
They always made things cheaper at Palatoy, and sometimes they made them better.
I don't know if you've noticed as well, mate, that you know, the series of figures that came out from sort of 95 to 2000, Power of the Force 2?
Yeah.
Have you seen the slight rise in price of those figures recently?
I don't know. I had some in the shop. It depends on which character it is, to be honest with you. If you got the ones with the cinema slide, they're quite more expensive than the other ones.
Well, I've noticed when I've been having a little browse, because I was after a slave layer to sit on my Jabba's playset.
Yeah.
And I thought, blimey, the prices seem to be rising a little bit. As I was sort of searching through my collector's guidebook, going, and I wonder if there's, you know, if there's one of these figures or one of those figures, and the prices seem to be going up pretty high. So maybe we're seeing a resurgence in that.
I think that just because in that line, the Leia figure. Since Carrie Fisher died, that the Leia figure in any line has shot up.
Right. Well, the place that I was looking for was the homestead with Lars and Aunt Beru.
Yeah, yeah.
She came with that little droid, but I can't seem to find one of those anywhere. But I've sort of noticed. I mean, nothing seems to be rising in terms of the line of Phantom Menace figures or Attack of the Clones. They seem to be still pretty rock bottom prices. But I've noticed a few rises in those. So on the whole, Mark, are you sort of looking forward to releases that we've got forthcoming for the Solo movie in terms of toys and collectibles? Anything there that's catching your eye?
We talked about the Lego. I've stopped collecting Lego. I've sold most of my Lego collection off.
Yes,
one
I know.
One for the room. Room until... to buy a bit more vintage, to be honest with you. But
it is actually the Slave One that I bought from you is my best Lego set, mate. I absolutely adore it.
It is lovely, is that?
It is, and it's quite iconic, and it's just fantastic. I'm so pleased with that. Are you going to pick up any of the Hasbro vehicles to go with your 3¾-inch figures?
I did put one of those TIE Fighters in my basket today, Asda. They were selling them off £15. I changed my mind. I thought, no, I don't really.
Would you have kept that boxed?
Probably, yeah, probably.
Right.
I've got an A wing and I've got a B wing, and honestly, I don't want them anymore. I'd like to swap them for playsets. I can display playsets better.
Yeah, I've noticed that BB-8 playset actually seems to be dropping quite nicely in the US.
Yeah,
again, their prices again. They're seeing some of these Amazon prices for Luke's land speeder going down to, what was it, $20?
That's something that always bugs me is Amazon.com versus Amazon.co.uk. And I've actually been in touch with them. I emailed them and asked them why the price difference, and they couldn't give me a straight answer. So it always appalls me why we've got to pay a lot more.
Indeed. Well, I think we've covered pretty much everything in terms of what's forthcoming. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
Not really. At all? No.
I think
the Force Link is going to be improved for the Solo movie. I think they're going to come out with the Force Link 1.2 or 1.1 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And improve, because a lot of people have been. I do tend to find that it's the adults that can't work it properly.
Right, okay, yeah, that's always the way, isn't it?
And kids, it's always the people that review them that can't work them properly. But
it is
haphazard. You don't know what phrase you're going to get when you bang it about. So hopefully that will get retooled. Maybe they should put buttons on it. That's the different phrases. I don't know if that'd work. Be like the. Comtech chip.
Yes.
In episode one.
Yes.
But all in all, that is a good piece of tech, actually.
I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I loved it when the Phantom Menace figures came out, and following lines with the little com chip. I thought that was a great thing. Really enjoyed fiddling around with that. That was when those came out. And I've just remembered something else that I picked up actually last week was the Battlefront 2 Inferno Squad 6-inch figure from Game. Right. They had those reduced.
All right.
They're down to £19, so I don't know what they currently are. I think they're £25. But there's plenty of those in store, I've noticed. I've been to a couple of games, one in Eastbourne, one in Brighton, and they had loads of those in there. So
yeah,
that's a figure that I would open, actually. I've had shoved it straight in the boxes with the rest of the 6-inch figures, mm-hmm. but I probably would open that because I think that's a rather juicy-looking thing.
Right, so is there anything that you're currently after?
Well, I'm after a B-wing loose.
Really?
Oh. Yep. Yep, I know all about that. okay, so I'm after a General Lando vintage. Right. And I'm negotiating with a friend, actually, on one of those. Romba from the last 17.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at around sort of 50, 55 for one of those.
Yeah.
I've been offered a B-wing pilot blaster, which
I've got a funny story. Matt Gotsif has messaged me. You know, he got the Bespin blaster.
Yes.
His mum has found a new blaster.
Oh God!
But she doesn't know what it is.
Ah.
And he doesn't know what it is until he goes to see her. So
right.
I'm waiting with bated breath to see what that blaster is going to be. Yeah.
I've got a feeling it's probably could it be a rebel blaster, do you think?
Yeah,
or an imperial blaster? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So, I'm waiting with bated breath to see what this blaster is going to be. I did offer him, he wants my scout trooper that I've got spare, and I offered to swap him for that Bespin blaster, but it's his childhood Bespin blaster, so there's probably no chance of getting that off him.
Probably not. For me though, I think my focus this year is just purely on picking up the remaining last 17 figures that are needed and a blue snag. So I've got General Lando, Romba, a beaming pilot blaster, which I'm missing, pop up R2 and Saber, blue snag, and once I've I don't know how I'm ever going to get a VCJ, but and then I'm done. That's me to finish. I think I've all the vehicles that I possibly want. I've got, apart from a B-wing, I'm not too bothered about a boxed one. That Ian Sanderson does a great stand, acrylic stand for a B-wing. So I shall, once I've persuaded you to let yours go for a decent price or trade,
they give get a one of those. You can have it.
Oh well, there we are. I think also, what else is there? No, I think that's it, mate. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm quite happy with what I've got. I've just got to find those remaining figures and hopefully get them complete, because I think chasing around these blasters, staffs and accessories for these loose figures are very time consuming and not a great deal of fun, to be honest. So if I can get those figures complete, I'm a happy man. And that's it, really, mate.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I just need 9 of the last 17. Now I've listed what I need. That Dagobah playset, or any playset, especially Death Star. I did get a Atat survival baggy.
You did?
And I'm really wanting the mail-away baggy, survival baggy. And the box and the instructions and the catalogue, so I can put that in a case. Because GW have started doing cases for that now. The brand new ones have just come out, yeah.
Brilliant. So they look beautiful in those. They look beautiful.
Yeah, I've got this. Yeah. I've got this baggy, and Jamie Brown, he sent me a little GW case for free, because he's good like that. And
yeah,
I just need a little background for an ATAT background or a little box or something to put in, just to show.
Just remind me, Mark, is this exactly the same baggie as what came in the Rebel troop transporter? With
no,
the Hoth backpacks, gas masks, couple of weapons.
In the Rebel troop transporter, you just got the backpacks and the gas masks.
Okay.
In the mail away,
yeah,
you got a.
Is it a Luke backpack for
Yoda backpack?
Ah, that's, it is that one. Yeah, good.
Yeah, the gas masks and the Hoth battle backpacks. But this ATAT one, you get a couple of the, you know, the little belts with the grappling hooks. Mm-hmm. You get two of those. Yes. You get four backpacks and six weapons.
I leant down and opened my cabinet in the corner, I would be rustling the little baggie over my microphone.
I don't need one. I want one.
Is this?
Yeah, and as I say, I'm gonna try and complete the Last Jedi Force Link set. I'm looking for that Emperor at the moment.
Right. And you're done?
No, well, no. I've got Rey. Finn. Oh, General Hux. I need a General Hux. I'd really like that one. I can't find one now. They were peg warming before. Just after the film came out, everybody wanted one.
Yes, yes. The reminder that I've just looked down my notes, show notes, is the Black Series Vader helmet. I wonder when we're going to see that.
Oh, that is, looks amazing. What price point do you think that'll be?
Well, starting at 80.
Really?
I think just starting at 80. I don't know where that's going to be. I mean, the Poe Dameron helmet, what's that retail at? I've seen that for 55.
Right. I think this is going to be...
That's the lowest price, but I mean, generally it's around 85, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it three parts?
Three parts. So I think US price is probably lowest we'll see is probably about 80, but that's going to be more like £150 here, isn't it? £149.
But I might take a look at that and try and get that on my life size Vader.
Oh, wonder if that'd fit.
It should do. It's a mannequin head, so it should fit.
Yeah, nice. Right. Well, I mean, what a beautiful thing. I mean, really fantastic. I'd like to actually display that in its separate parts, wouldn't you?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I think that'd look really awesome. Yeah, really awesome. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it, mate.
Yep.
Forthcoming for the year and our wants and needs.
Yep, well, that'll just about do it for today. I've got one last thing. I'm going to be giving away a Luke Skywalker Force Link figure.
Right. Uh-huh.
The
what did the lucky person have to do to get Master
one? Right. Well, all you've got to do is email the show and just tell me how old Chewie was in Force Awakens. Now, I'll give you a multiple choice because it's quite a hard question, is that? Was he 54? 74? 134 or 234? There you go. That's quite a hard question. So, anybody that comes up with that answer, I'll put them in a hat. You can win this Jedi Master.
And they can email you at what address? And what can they email you at? What's the address?
DocStarWarsInfo@gmail.com. With
and
toy
say
box,
that again. It's talks
with,
yep.
with toy box in the subject heading. So good luck with that.
Good luck.
All the information will be in the show notes, the Facebook page, where you can email us, where you can message us on Facebook and Twitter. So check those out. Yeah, it's been wonderful to have you on the toy box.
Oh, great as always, mate. Always happy to talk about.
Hearing from you every month now.
Talk about toys, man. I shall keep an eye on all the usual places to buy collectibles, and keep an eye on Toy Box, and do enter the competition to win this Luke figure. And again, just repeat the email address that we got to enter at Mark.
It's talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com.
Fantastic.
With Toy Box in the subject heading.
Good luck, everyone, with that. Great to speak to you, Mark, as always. And I'll speak to you again next month.
Let the toys be with you.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.